Welcome to another podcast of New Far Generation. We are a youth group located in the city of Hialeah Gardens. With you are your hosts, Alejandro Fugol and
Alex Rodriguez.
We want to invite you every Friday at 8 p.m. to join a group of youth on fire for Jesus. You will meet new and interesting people, take part in exciting activities, and listen to a preaching that will change your life forever.
We are located at 8833 Northwest 107th Street, Hialeah Gardens, Florida. 33018.
You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter by going into the search field and looking up under the name of New Far Generation.
Enjoy the show. We should be thankful for every little thing. All right? So I want you to raise up your hands and close your eyes and give thanks to the person who gives you everything you have. It's not what you do, but it's Him that gives you everything you have. And tonight, what He wants is to show you that all He wants is His love. It's for you to receive His love. He's not going to stop until you give Him your heart, until you're His.
You will relent until you have it all. You won't relent until you have it whole. My heart is yours.
Tell Him my heart is yours.
You won't relent until you have it whole. My heart is yours. You won't relent until you have it whole.
There is love that is as strong as death. Jealousy demanding as the grave. And many waters cannot quench this love. Won't relent until you have it whole.
In 2010, we want new fire. We want to be truly called New Fire Generation. And if you want to receive that fire, lift up your hands and tell him, come be the flame, come be the flame.
Come be the fire inside of me. Come be the flame upon my heart. Come be the fire inside of me. And to you and I are one.
He's the reason for why we're here. He's the reason about Christmas. And we give each other gifts, but we never give him anything. So tonight, think about what you need to give Jesus, what you need to give him, what he's been asking of you. He's been asking of you something all year long. I don't know what it is, but you know. You know what God wants from you. Surrender that part of your life to him. Because we owe him that much. If he gave his life, we owe him that much. To give him something on the day that he came to save us. Tell him, I want your consuming fire. How many of you want his consuming fire? How many of you want passion? Passion for God and not for the things of the world. If you're struggling with things of the world, God can consume that out of you. Because he is consuming fire.
Oh, consuming fire.
love with you. Let us fall more in 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 love with you.
Come on, everybody, worship God. Put your hands up. Thank God in this night for everything. From what you're wearing to what you ate today, thank Him for everything that He has given you. There is many of you that wake up in the morning and you don't even thank God for what He has given you and what He is going to give you. And I want everybody to have a thankful heart for everything that you have. This is a night to be thankful. Thankful for everything. Even from the breath that you breathe, because God gave you that. Even from the lungs that you have to breathe, because God gave you that. With you, Lord. We want to grow in love. We want this group to grow in love, Jesus. Let us fall in love with you, Lord. With you, Jesus, our heart is yours. Our heart is yours, God. God told me something. There are some of you that have been asking for God to touch you. There's some of you that haven't felt Him for a long time. If that's you, put your hands up and God will touch you. If you've been asking, is God real? Can I feel Him? Yes, you could feel Him. Just put your hands up and you will feel Him right now. The Holy Spirit will touch you. The Holy Spirit is real. And He will touch you. He is a gentleman. There is some of you that, because of the situation that is going on in the whole USA, you don't even know if you're going to get a Christmas present. God told me, ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you to glorify my Son. Jesus said, if you come to me, you shall ask me whatever you want, and I shall give it to you to glorify the Son, to glorify Jesus. In this night, I want you to ask God for something that you want. I don't know what it is. It might be friends. You might need love. You might feel lonely sometimes. And you need love. Well, I came to tell you that God will give you that love. Some of you need a hug from God. God is going to hug you today. Some of you need to feel God. God will touch you today.
How wide.
is your Father. He is your Father. You are His daughter. You are His son. He delights in you. He delights in the sound of your voice. Every day, God is waiting for you to talk to Him. Every single day, every hour, every minute, God is waiting for you to talk to Him. And if you haven't talked to Him, right now is the moment to do it. Señor, más de ti, porque te fallamos, Señor, y necesitamos que tú nos llenes cada día, Señor. Aunque nos duela, necesitamos que tú nos llenes. Necesitamos tu presencia, Señor. Necesitamos adorarte. Necesitamos hablar contigo, Señor, porque tú eres nuestro Padre. Necesitamos más de ti todos los días. There is a breakthrough right now. I can feel it in the spirit. There is a breakthrough right now. Some of you are getting to a level with God that you have never gotten to before. Some of you are starting to feel fire inside of you. Some of you are starting to feel some kind of presence around you. Well, I came to tell you that's God. That's the Holy Spirit. He loves you and He wants to be in love with you. You don't need the love of a man. You need the love of God. You don't need the love of a girl. You need the love of God. Because God is love. God is love. He doesn't give love. God is love. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, right now. We surrender worship to you, God.
Ask God to let it rain upon your life. Ask God to come down His presence and touch you. If you want it, you ask for something. Like you ask your dad for something. Like you ask your dad for that iPod, for that cell phone. Ask God for what you need. And what you need is Him. What we need in our lives is Him. Ask God with passion, with burning, with desire that you want Him. That you want Him. He will let it rain upon your life.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
La presencia de Dios está aquí porque hay muchos que han venido a buscarlo a Él. No a mirar a la amiga ni al amigo, ni a hacer planes para después de salir, sino que han venido a buscar su presencia. No me mires a mí, cierra tus ojos. Yo no tengo nada para darte. Dios tiene todo para ti. Y en esta noche Él va a tocar tu corazón y va a quitar lo que tiene que quitar y va a poner lo que tiene que poner, porque Él es el Todopoderoso. Padre, te pedimos en esta noche que lluevas. Si sabes la adoración, adóralo con tu boca. Deja de mascar chicle y adora al Señor. Adóralo si tú sabes esta adoración. Porque lo que tú le adores, Él va a complacer lo que tú necesitas. Las cosas de Dios son en serio. O estás o no estás. Padre, toca cada vida en esta noche. Padre, manifiéstate en esta noche. Padre, tu palabra dice que si dos se ponen de acuerdo a buscar tu presencia, tú desde los cielos te derramas. Derrámate en esta noche, Dios del cielo. Derrámate por aquellos que tienen hambre. Derrámate por aquellos que dicen: quiero conocerte, quiero saber más de ti, quiero sentir tu presencia. Llénalos ahora, Dios del cielo. Venga tu fuego sobre sus vidas, liberando su alma. Libera sus mentes. Libera toda área que los ata al mundo. Libera a los Dios del cielo. Tú tienes el poder, Dios de la gloria. Tu palabra dice que tú vas delante de nosotros. Derrámate ahora, Señor. Padre, vinieron no sabiendo por qué, pero están aquí en tu casa, en tu presencia. Y donde tú estás hay liberación. Libera todo vicio de sus mentes. Libera toda atadura de sus corazones. Libera sus pensamientos. Quita el ego y el orgullo. Quita la vanidad. Quita, Señor, toda inmoralidad sexual. Sé tú el llena. Sé tú el llena. Llena ahora, Señor. Llena sus corazones, Dios del cielo. Derrama tu presencia ahora, Señor, sobre sus vidas. Aquí hay muchos que vinieron deseando conocer algo nuevo, Señor, con una esperanza, con un deseo de un cambio. Tú eres el único que los conoces, Señor. Tú eres el único que los comprendes. Habla a sus mentes, Señor. Habla a sus corazones ahora en el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret. Ahora en el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret. Que la unción del Espíritu de Dios pudra todo yugo en sus vidas. Que la unción del Espíritu de Dios pudra toda atadura, todo vicio de la computadora. Que la unción del Espíritu de Dios pudra toda mundanalidad en sus corazones. Que vengan por tu presencia, Dios del cielo. Que vengan porque tú eres el primero en sus corazones. Que conozcan al Dios vivo y real. Al Dios que todo lo ve y que todo lo sabe. Desata tu temor sobre sus vidas, Señor. Que ellos sepan que tienen una segunda oportunidad. Porque tú eres un Dios de segunda oportunidad. Él te da una segunda oportunidad, Padre, porque ellos tienen que ser esos jóvenes poderosos que tú has escogido, Dios del cielo. Que en el 2010, Dios de la gloria, ellos vean tu cara, ellos vean tu rostro. Dales la oportunidad, Señor, de que ellos sepan cuánto tú los amas, de que tú los escogiste. Que no importa que no tengan madre o padre, tú eres el Padre Celestial, el mejor padre, el mejor amigo, tu Dios del cielo. Que ellos entiendan que tú les estás dando otra oportunidad. para un nuevo comienzo. Un nuevo comienzo en sus estudios. Un nuevo comienzo en su familia. Un nuevo comienzo como hijos. Un nuevo comienzo como hermanos en Cristo. Porque tú eres un Dios de nuevos comienzos. Cubro sus mentes con la sangre del Cordero. Esa sangre poderosa. Esa sangre que da pasión. Esa sangre que da hambre por la presencia de Dios. Cubro sus mentes ahora en el nombre de Jesús. Declaro que la sangre del Cordero ahora baja de la cabeza en todo su sistema circulatorio sanguíneo, liberando sus células, liberando su cuerpo, liberando su mente. Yo declaro que la sangre de Cristo los posee y los enamora para creer que esta es la segunda oportunidad para agradar a Dios, para ser agradecidos. Este es el nuevo comienzo. Te doy gracias por cada joven que está aquí en esta noche, mi Dios. Te doy gracias por cada uno de ellos. Padre, yo declaro y desato la palabra profética sobre sus vidas. Yo declaro que este remanente de jóvenes serán jóvenes santificados. Serán jóvenes que buscan la presencia de Dios. Serán jóvenes que conocen a Dios cara a cara. Yo declaro en el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret que este remanente de jóvenes se levantan como las águilas, que no se cansarán, sino que pelearán la buena batalla de la fe. Yo declaro que serán jóvenes que conquistan, jóvenes que alcanzan el éxito en su vida espiritual y en su vida natural, en la escuela, que cambiarán sus notas porque tu Espíritu de Dios les pones tu mente, porque tienen la mente de Cristo. Yo declaro, Dios del cielo, que este es el remanente que cambiará a los jóvenes de esta ciudad. En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret, yo declaro que el Espíritu de Dios los persigue, los cubre, los protege y les abre los ojos espirituales para que tengan discernimiento de todo aquel que se le acerca. Te doy gracias, Señor, por cada joven. Tú eres un Dios que limpia nuestro pecado. Declaro que la sangre del Cordero limpia todo pecado hasta hoy, y que hoy es un nuevo comienzo en cada uno de ellos. Te damos gracias, Señor, porque solo tú, Dios del cielo, puedes hacer eso. Porque tú tienes el poder, el señorío y la majestad y la autoridad sobre toda la tierra, los cielos y debajo de la tierra. Y te damos toda la gloria y toda la honra en el nombre que es sobre todo nombre, en el nombre de Jesús. Y todos los jóvenes dicen amén. Que el Señor los bendiga.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but I believe that you died on the cross for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.